manufacturer presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today and every Sunday at this time, Philco Corporation brings you your Radio Hall of Fame, which honors outstanding personalities of the entertainment world made famous by your recognition of their achievements. Presiding is the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, with the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, and our lovely singing star, Martha Tilton. And here, stepping down from the podium of this vast gathering place of the great, is your genial host, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today, your Radio Hall of Fame pays honor to a man whose versatile accomplishments makes his presence within these halls a must. Author, composer, pianist, wit, humorous heckler of the great and near great, and featured artist in the picture Rhapsody in Blue, Oscar Levant.
Now, Paul Whiteman, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, with a syncopated salute to Oscar Levant, with a melody he wrote as another claim to fame. Lady, play your mandolin. Sunday, you heard a great new 1946 Philco radio phonograph, the greatest radio phonograph ever built, when the Philco Victory Convention unveiled the first new Philco radios in 4 years. It was Philco's return to radio for your home, the payoff in Philco's brilliant record of war research in radar and electronics. All the great new radio and phonograph developments from the Philco laboratories will now be previewed for the radio dealers in your community. And just a few weeks from now, your Philco dealer will be ready to tell you the full story of what's new in radio from Philco, the leader. Yes, Philco is back in business, and your new Philco radio is in production. So from now on, keep your eye on your Philco dealer. Soon he'll be able to show you the first new Philcos in 4 years. Radios, radio phonographs, FM, portables, table models. And when you buy, look at a Philco, first in radio. Famous for quality the world over.
Ah, nice going, Glenn. As you know, today, entering our halls is a very gifted colleague, Oscar Levant.
Oh, he's a pal of yours, Paul?
Oh, why, yes, our paths have crossed many times in recording studios, concert stages, and recently in the cinema capital, where we helped make the George Gershwin picture, Rhapsody in Blue.
You know, I used to know an Oscar Levant when I was a kid in Pittsburgh. He had a small band called Saturday Night's Tinkers. Could he be the same one?
Saturday Night Stinkers?
Yeah.
Could be.
I've often wondered what's happened to him.
Well, since he left the old neighborhood, he's become mighty famous as a pianist and composer, and on information, please, he was known as Pyrotechnic Levant.
Well, I'll be. When I knew him, he didn't have enough wit to give you a hot foot. Say, by the way, where's Martha?
Well, when she heard Oscar was going to be honored in the Radio Hall of Fame today, she
decided... Oh, here she comes now. Here she comes. Hi, Martha. How you doing?
I'm all prepared, boys. Listen, if Mr. Levant says something to me and then laughs, I just say, how could you look so clean and laugh so dirty? That's witty, isn't it?
Uh-huh, but what if he doesn't say anything to you?
I've got one for that, too. I just say, Mr. Levant, I don't like the tone of what you're not saying. I'll show him who's a wit.
Look, my little atomic blonde, what happens when he says, what does she do around here?
Oh, I've got a stopper for that. I just look him straight in the eye and wait for your downbeat.
Oh, this kid's a genius. Start chirping, honey, start chirping.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. I'm waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my gal to come home. I've counted every minute of the livelong day. Been so melancholy since you went away.
Signs of Oscar yet?
Gosh, Paul, I'm afraid I wouldn't know him even if I saw him.
Oh, that's right. You've never seen Oscar.
Not much to look at, not much to see. Hello, Paul.
That can only be Oscar. Martha, ladies and gentlemen, meet Oscar Levant. Oscar, why were you singing?
I'm going to team up with LaGuardia.
Is that why you're on the radio?
No, it gives my wife and children a chance to be home alone for a day. Say, Paul, who's the vision?
Well, that's Martha Tilton. Martha, say hello to Oscar Levant.
Do I have to?
Oh, fine. Who am I, Itchy? You know, I didn't get this unattractive overnight. After all, I realize I'm no Walter Pidgeon. I'm no Clark Gable. I'm no Alan Ladd. Well, why doesn't somebody stop me?
I'm waiting for you to get to Boris Karloff.
How can you look so clean and laugh so dirty? Martha, let's stick to music.
Yes. Doesn't music unlock the innermost secrets in a person's mind?
You think it will ever replace the old-fashioned keyhole?
Oscar, was your musical ability inherited?
Of course. You see, my uncle Diminuendo Levant, known as Shorty, was a great musician. Why, I remember many nights he would sit in the living room and spin yarns about his concerts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course, there were nights when he would just sit and the living room would spin.
Any other Levants?
Why'd you ask me? I was going to tell you anyway. My great-great-grandfather was the cleverest of all the Levants. How that man could mark a deck of cards on the train. You've heard of him. Mark Train Levant. Came over here with Ponce de Leon.
Came over with Ponce, eh?
Of course. He couldn't very well come over without Ponce.
Oscar, when you left Hollywood, you seemed a little bitter.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was. Remember the party the studio gave right after we finished Rhapsody in Blue?
Oh, sure, the swimming party. Oh, what a shindig that was. And what a publicity stunt.
Great idea, putting the names of the cast on the back of each bathing suit. Alexis Smith, Joan Leslie, Paul Whiteman, Robert Alda.
Now, where was your name?
I don't know, but it was the first time an Oscar was ever sat on in Hollywood.
Well, to be a great artist, one must suffer.
I know, but why does it have to be me all the time? Say, Paul, I feel like playing the piano. Do you mind?
No. Mind if I join in?
No, I think you're very smart hitching your wagon to a star.
Thank you.
Oscar Levant for a beautiful performance of the second movement of the Piano Concerto by George Gershwin. It's Now and Then time in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's a favorite of mine. What's cooking for today, Paul?
You remember Oscar back in 1924.
Oh, 24. I was studying for information, please. And if I may engage in a masterpiece of understatement, you were more rotund then.
Well, I took care of that. Incidentally, Oscar, if you ever want to reduce, I've got a little plan.
Don't need it. Got a plan of my own, Paul. It's an 18-day reducing diet. But you can do it in 9 days.
How do you breeze through an 18-day diet in 9 days?
Simple. You lead a double life.
So I asked for it. But let's get back to 1924. That year, you'll remember, the tuneful tidbit which the dancers tripped the light fantastic to was The One I Love.
That's one I never heard the Whiteman Band play.
Well, in your honor, Oscar, as we recorded it in 1924, and take it, boys.
Well, Paul, but you've changed a lot since then, and so has your music. The 1945 version of You, we can see. Now show us the 1945 version of that tune.
Certainly adds new appeal to an old favorite. And you know, Paul, that's how it is with Philcos now and then. Remember those great Philco radios of 1930?
Sure do, Glenn. They started Philco on its unbroken record of radio leadership. Back when we were playing... Sing Something Simple. A musical high spot of 1930. And just wait till you hear it over that new great Philco radio phonograph we played here last Sunday.
Oh, you can say that again, Paul. Philco has been first with the finest ever since 1930. And once again, Philco will be first when you see the sensational new radio and radio phonograph developments from the Philco laboratories. They're the first new Philcos in 4 years, and they're in production. Some Philco accessories are ready now. Already you can get new Philco batteries for your portable radio. And within a few weeks, your Philco dealer can tell you the full story of what's here in radio from Philco the leader. Always thinking ahead, Philco gives you tomorrow in your radio today. That's why Philco became the leader in 1930. That's why Philco will still be the leader when you hear the new Philco radios, radio phonographs, FM, portables, and table models bringing you...
Oscar, we've mentioned many things you do well, but we've left out the swell job you did playing the part of Oscar Levant in the picture Rhapsody in Blue.
Paul, you're forcing me to say you were great, too.
Oscar, I think it's appropriate to review some of the melodies of the George Gershwin we all love. Won't you join the Radio Hall of Fame orchestra and chorus with lovely Martha Tilton in the Gershwin medley? As we swing close the great portals of our Philco Radio Hall of Fame, we express to you, Oscar Levant, our thanks for being with us. On the screen, radio, and concert stage, your nimble fingers and nimble wit, happily combined, have added to the enjoyment of audiences everywhere. We were honored to honor you, Oscar Levant.
Thank you, Paul. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like the start of the show again. I better go.
Join us next week when we hang out the Philco welcome sign to honor that feather-footed star of stage and screen, Gene Kelly. With us, as usual, will be Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, and yours most sincerely, Paul Whiteman.
Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club, with John McNeil, Monday to Friday over these same stations. This is the American Broadcasting Company.